We are learning with Sethas Yavamas, Dafai and Bezam and Bezam. We're beginning three lines from the bottom. Leim Katanoi. Leim Katanoi. Maybe the machloik is this dinner of Rav Huna that said if a moshuch with the Torah could eat chuma, not with the Rabbanon. Maybe there is a man the Yomets. Machloik Tanoim. If moshuch even with the Raisa needs a milu and will not be able to eat chuma. Leim Katanoi. It says in the Braisa like this, moshuch. So we have here a mashuch or a gershin is gayer kushumal, a ger that became a ger, but he's mal already. The katan shav his manoi, katan is past 8 days. All these people need a mila, but it's not mamish v'zmanoi. V'sharkol amoylim and all of the amoylim. What's that? Lasuyim v'shesh l'shtei arlois. He has two arlois. So ain't the amoylim al b'yoyim. Even though they're not spitz, the regular din v'zmanoi, the regular din of mila. Let's say to him is two arlois. You already cut one arlo, the second arlo is just an extra thing. Ain the moilim ela b'yoyim. Still, the mila has to be by day. We know every mila has to be by day. If yoyim hashvin the yimol b'sar alos, it has to be by day. These need a day also. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Omer, bizmanoi. If it's a mila bizmanoi, ain the moilim ela b'yoyim. Then it needs a day. Shloi bizmanoi. But if it's a shloi bizmanoi, which means, for example, a mashoch or a baby after 8 days, the moilim b'yoyim will do by day overnight. So what's the biyar machlekes? My lab al kamifiki. The marisov a moshuch of the raisa. One man who owns moshuch is a mila of the raisa. Therefore, needs yoyim, because the raisa needs yoyim. Umarisov a moshuch of the rabbanon. Other man who owns no moshuch of the rabbanon. Therefore, he can do it at night. Break the gemara. That's the pshat in the machlekes. If it's the raisa or rabbanon, one of the cases are a katan after 8 days. Katan after 8 days is definitely the raisa. But this bro, katan shav as mani miikla mani yom of the rabbanon. Does anyone holds the rabbanon? And still, we have here a mani yom. It says he can do yoyim v'layla. So it can't be pshat is because the rabbanon or the raisa is not the machlekes here. El the kuli ama moshuch the rabbanon. Everyone was like Rav Huna. Moshuch is only with the rabbanon. The katan shav his mana is the rice like a pshuta. So what's the machlekes then? It's only do the rice rabbanon. So what is machlekes? V'ocha v'ocha mifgi marisov adarshin uvayoyim. It says uvayoyim hashvini yim b'sar alasay. So one man the yom adarshins uvayoyim the extra vav marisov adarshin uvayoyim. So when the Tanakhama says it has to be vayoyim darshins the extra vav. And therefore, by Shloi Bizmanah's Mila Bizmanah, the cotton after 8 days needs B'yoyim. And Moshuch, even though it's the Rabbanon, we do Kain Deraisa. That's Pshat and Tarakam. Rav Elazar holds, no. Rav Elazar holds, we don't Darshan Uvayoyim. And therefore, cotton Shav Bizmanah, and a case of Moshuch, oh, that's Rabbanon for sure, could be done by Laila. Now, where do you see this idea of Darshaning of Vav? The Gemara will bring a case, a story of that. Kiha. To Yosef, Rav Yechonam Kedarash, Noyser Bizmane in Nisraf Ela Bayoim. Rav Yechon was dashing and said, Noyser, we know, Noyser is kachin was left overnight and you didn't eat it. So if it's the next day when it became Noyser, so then it has to be Nisraf Bayoim. Shaloi Bizmane, once you miss the first day, it could be Nisraf Bein Bayoim or Bein Velayla. It could be burned side by day and side by night. The Pasuk says, Noyser Mabsar Hazavach Bayoim Ashishi Beisharif. So it sounds like Bayoim Ashishi Beisharif has to be burnt on the third day. So Rav Yechon says it's only on the first day, but if it's Shloi Bizmanoi, Bein B'yoyim Bein B'layla. Ve'eser Rav Elazar Rav Yechonon. So we have to bring here, we're trying to bring Yerusha and Vav. So the Gemara brings the whole story. Ve'eser Rav Elazar the Rav Yechonon. And Rav Elazar, who is Rav Elazar Ben Pedos, he was not a Tanei, he was a Meir, he was a Talmud Rav Yechonon. Ve'eser Rav Elazar Rav Yechonon. Ein li ela nima l'shmini. He brought him a Braisa, or maybe, he wasn't sure if it was a Braisa, but he said, I'll tell you a Yerusha. Ein li ela nima l'shmini. We only know that it has to be by day, someone who gets a bris on the eighth day. She'eni melav ayoyim. Menayel Rav is a tisha. How do you know if a baby's getting a mila on the ninth day, or la'asara, 10th day, la'achras, 11th day, or shemas, or 12th day, menayin, how do you know it has to be by day? Now, what's a case where a baby gets a mila 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th day? So Rashi explains, the baby's born bein ha'shmashos, so then, let's say the baby's born bein ha'shmashos between Sunday and Monday, bein ha'shmashos. So then, you give him a bris the next Monday, so it's really that's the ninth day. And let's say he's born Ben Hashmashos on Shabbos, so then he gets a bris on the 10th day. If there's a Yontif in there as well, so then it's another day, 11th day. And if it's Rosh Hashanah, which is 2 day Yontif, then it's 12 days. So it's passing every 12 days. How do you know it's B'day? So this is all our Velazah talking to Rav Yechon. It's Tam Alem, V'yayim. They take a drasha, extra word of Vav, that there has to be V'yayim. And he says, Afil Mandeyam Aloy Darash Vav. And if you go like our Velazah, if you go like Rabbi Yosef Ben Rav Shimon, who does not darshan the extra vav, but here by vehanoisar there's a vav hey darsh. That was Rabbi Lazar Ben Pedos is kasha to Rabbi Yechman. You are saying that noisar shloim is mana is b'yoyim v'layla I bring you a drasha that says by Milo, extra word, Vav, that tells you it has to be B'yayim. And here it's even better. It's a Vav and a Hey. Ishtik, Rechem was quiet. Basha the Nafak, after he left, only Rav Yechon and Rav Shlakish. He turns to Rav Shlakish and says, Re'isi le'ben pedas, she'yoshev edayrish k'moyshev b'yagvura. Look, there's Rav Loz ben Pedas, called ben Pedas. He's darshing his own drashas. V'yayim ha'shmini yimus, he makes his own brice out of this. On Rav Shlakish, no, the dayi, it's not his. It's a brice. Heichi tar lev Taras Kanim. Where is it? He said it's in Taras Kanim. So Rav Shlakish told Rav Yechon that this brice is actually a brice in Taras Kanim. Nofak, so Rav Yechon went out. Tanya plus Yom, he learned the whole entire Taras Kanim in 3 days. V'savra plus Yarchi. Then he learned up being dashing it for three months. Like upon him, he didn't know Taras Kanim. What did he do? Went out right away. Learned the whole thing, and then spent 3 months making sure he had a clock. Like upon him, she seen me dashing above, and that's how we know that's the Machlekes. The Tanakama, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, if Nemelim B'yoyim, is this Machlekes, the extra Vav? The extra Vav. Not the Gemara Vaiter. Not the Gemara Vaiter. Om Rav Elazar, new Gemara. Oral Shehiza has a Osoik Sheir. The Oral that did Hazov of the Parah Aduma, talking about a Kayin, the Oral Kayin, the Kayin has to do the Hazov of the Parah Aduma, was a Kayin, and he did the Hazov, has a Osoik Sheir, it's kosher. We said he's like similar to a tameh. He can't eat truma, he can't eat kachem. But just like a tvul yoyim, midav a tvul yoyim. Just like we know the special drasha by para that a tvul yoyim, which means someone who touched the sheretz, went to the mikvah, came out that day. He didn't have a hair of shemesh yet. The lach is he lied to para duma, even though it's tvul yoyim. We drash from a pasuk. So midav a tvul yoyim, avish also a truma. Tvul yoyim can't eat truma, but still kosher of para. So here also, even though the oral is also a truma, it's kosher of para. Same thing. So tomorrow, no, I'll tell you a pircha. You can't learn a tvul yoyim. Mal tvul yoyim shekein mutav meiser. Tvul yoyim is mutav meiser, and oral is not mutav meiser. We learn it from a menu. Oral is not mutav meiser. So it's not a good raya. So tomorrow, no, otu and alach. Chilik kaminon, alach gila kaminon. We bring a raya from that they can touch, not from eating. You rather be eating, you have a pircha from meiser. But here we're talking about touching. Umat tvul yoyim she also megiyah the shuma. Tvul yoyim cannot touch shuma. Mutav paro is allowed to touch paro. Oral shemutav negiya, oral that's mutav negiya of chuma, there's no tuma, ain't a din shemutav b'paro. It's partial mutav b'paro. So Gemara basically is telling you that our oral is not called a tame and he could do azah, no problem. Just like you find tvul yoyim is even worse because tvul yoyim can't touch chuma. So mad of tvul yoyim that can't touch chuma could do paro. This for sure could. Taina mahachi, I can find a brisa like this memra of Rav Elazar. Taina mahachi, oral shehiza azah sekshera. The Chum allowed an oral to do Hazas para duma. I'm going to ask you a kash from a brisa. Meisvei looked at a brisa. Tumtum shekidish. Now, kidish is the process of being ma'arev, the ashes of the para duma together with water, which is similar to Hazav because it's you're being oisik in para duma. So it says, Tumtum shekidish, kidushe posel. Preshu sofik oral. Says in the Brice that a tumtum cannot do the process of making the para duma waters because it's a sophic aral of aral posel kadesh. Aral is posel to do kiddush. A droigan is shakidesh to shakasha. A droigan is that it is kasha. Why? Because the two a droigan had a mila, it's not an aral. So, if it's a zachar, he's not an aral. And a keva, according to Tanakama, is mutter to do kiddush. A droigan is kiddush to shakasha. A droigan is a posel. Why? But it's a sophic isha. The isha psulm kadesh. The isha cannot do kiddush. Ad kan habraisa the sefta of paro. So what does it say in the middle? Ketonim bia, oral v'safak oral posel melekadesh. You just tell me oral kedua azah. Here you see you can't do not do it. So it's a stira, and technically, really, it's a stira in braisa also because we had a tanya kava say to Rav Elazar. So it's really a stira in braisa. But upon him here, it says that oral v'safak oral posel melekadesh. Amar Rav Yosef, haitana deber v'kivahu. The marvel, the oral katami. The second brice that says the oral cannot do kiddush is going according to Rabbi Kiva that we had before. Shidush Rabbi Kiva. That's marvel oral katami. Tying with the brice. How do we know oral can't eat truma? So one man the Amar makes drasha toyish of a sacha toyish of. How did Rabbi Kiva know? Because it says by truma ish mizera aroin vutsaru azav v'kadoshim lo yaicha, which means he can't eat truma because he's tamei ish is marvel oral. Tying Rabbi Kiva ish rav is oral. So you see, he's like a tamei. He's like a tzuru azav. So therefore, and whenever his mom is like, he makes someone tamei. He touches someone. So that's pshat in the second price, but you can't do kiddush. Omer Rava, I had a problem with this. Saying Rabbi Kiva really means that his mama shatame. So we should have Tanoim all over to say, Va'oral Vahatame, put it together and say it's Rabbi Kiva. It shouldn't happen one place that we put Oral together with Tame. L'shtam Tanav list the Oral Vahatame, V'leim Rabbi Kivi. Nowhere it says that Oral and Tame together. It must not be such a thing. So Elamai was Pshat. He says, here's because Chumra de Parah that we considered the Oral no good because Chumra de Parah. That's Pshat in the Brisa. But it's not Pshat Rabbi Kiva holds Oral's Mamash Katame. This whole Brisa is only out Chumra. Chumra the par, and for Chalikas Rishonim, if this Chumra the par is daf kavir Rabbi Kiva, now it's for everyone. Maybe this Brisa holds that as Chumra the par, your oral cannot do kiddush. Right, the Maravak Tani v'Arav Tama. We do have Arav Tama by Oyla Regel. We had a Chagiga that our oral v'Atama cannot go be they're not mechuyev in Oyla Regel in Ria. Well, Arav Tama v'Turim Ria. The Gemara Hashem is from the Maas. There is because of the Maas, not because of the Tuma Shabbai, only because it's disgusting, and therefore even the Rabban and was Ma'ida that the Tama. So, like upon what we had over here in the Brisa was a Brisa that says that an oral can't do kiddush. We said pshat is either because going to Rabbi Kiva holds oral katame, or the Gemara is saying is it's only out chumra, so that's chumra, the para, but that's it, nothing more than that, nothing more than that. So the Gemara says further now this machlekes that we had in the Brisa, we had a zaitige, we had machlekes over here. If isha is kosher to do kiddush, we find that other places also machlekes. The Vazlo Tamayo, Rabbi Yehuda. And the Tanakama are the Tamayu and somewhere else. The Tanakama learned in a Brisa. We learned in a Brisa. It's a Mishnah even, the Tanan. Hakok Sheim Lakadish, Chutz Becheri Shoyt Vekotan. Everyone's allowed to do Kiddush besides Becheri Shoyt Vekotan. Rehuda argues two things. Because in the Tanakama, it's Mashma, Hakok Sheim, even the Isha. So Rehuda, first of all, Machshe Vekotan, those Kotan's Kosher. Upoisel be Isha. And he passes by Isha of Ajoigenes. My time, Darabonon. What's Pshan Darabonon? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasik, after it says va'osaf ish tahar, it says v'lochul atomei ve'afar sreifas achatas. So we say hanach the psul v'asifa psul v'kiddush. Those are pasul v'asifa, which is a katan is pasul and a isha is kosher. So that's pasul v'kiddush. Hanach k'sherim v'asifa, which is a isha k'sherim v'kiddush, because the pasul before says va'osaf ish tahar. We dash an ish like katan and tar lach sheisha. Next pasul says v'lochul is going back on the same thing. Therefore, a isha is kosher and a cotton's parcel. Rabbi says no. Rabbi Yehuda Emelach, MK name makra v'lokach. My v'lochu. What's also rabbim? That filu hanach the psulim. We remember one of the psulim there. Hasam k'sher. A filu hanach psulim hasam k'sher macha kosher macha, which is a cotton. We remember a cotton. That's what we're saying. Remember a cotton. Right tomorrow. And why would you machshav a cotton more than anything else? How do you know which one? Maybe it's shaita. How do you know? We marbe something. How do you know what we marbe? So Taisvis, we machshav tvei bekotam shem the osik halishes to come to the deish. So the more if that's true, that we're being marbe something. Like isha nami, may marbe isha also. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we marbe isha that he's v'lochu means isha. So the more v'nosam loy nosna. It says loshem v'nosam, which is an extra word. Rabbi Taisvis says, and therefore we dash him nos loy nosna that she can't do it. Rabbanon. What do they do with lachu? He calls for lachach v'nasan. If it's ever lachach v'nasan, that wouldn't be good. Because havamina shakel chad v'yav chad, that only one person could do it. So Rashi learns means one person mixes the offer, another person takes the mayim. Or some Rashi means that we have to be the same person. So kasha v'av lachu, it could be two people. Two people could do it. If Rashi means two people could do the actual kiddush. So therefore, I have to say v'lachu. So just say v'lachu v'nasnu. Because one of v'lachu v'nasnu, I mean, the shakel tov yavcha. You always need two people to do it. Two people to do the asifa and two people to do the taking it. Because one of v'lachu v'nasan, that feels shakel tov yavchad is enough. Once we had this, we have dashed one more line in the pesukim of paraduma. It says in the pasuk, but he's a tar al tamei. And the question is, of course, a tar is spritzing a tar. You want a tamei to do it? He's a tar al tamei. Matar mechlal shu tamei. So tar is mashma. He's really a Tomei. Limna Tvoyoyim Shekosha Parah. This is the car that a Tvoyoyim Shekosha Parah. Because in other places we call a Tvoyoyim Tar. It says in the Pasuk that Rochatz Bamayim Vitar. And then you need a Harav Shemesh. But it's still called Vitar. So this Tar isn't a regular Tar. That's Pasuk. Vihiza Tar Tomei means a Tar that's a little bit Tomei. What's that a Tvoyoyim? The Loch is a Tvoyoyim Vladu Azah. And this is the Makar that a Tvoyoyim Vladu Azah Parah. We know that's why he used to metame someone on purpose to Lahitzim Yidei Tzedukim. To show everyone this drasha of Iza Atar al-Tamei, and Atul Yoyim was kosher in Paro. So that's the whole Gemara over here that we learned. It came in discussion because we have a Lazar that said the Oral Shiza is also Ksher, and it comes out really it's Machagis Tanoim if a Oral could do Hazar.